kill Carl Hampton.
When black people start picking up guns, they start developing military power. When they see black people can organize themselves like Huey organized the Panther Party, this presents a threat to the establishment of this country, because they realize that niggas off the street, hustlers and pimps and criminals, can organize themselves into a military army. And if they know it, black folks do it all across the country, we'll have political power, and we can send representatives in the political area and get our desires met. They hip to this. See, they know this. So it wasn't just for selling Black Panther newspapers. It was that they saw that the revolution is spreading here to Houston, that brothers are coming advocating self-defense and revolution in Houston.
The actual thing that went down was the brother was selling newspapers. Two police officers passed by and saw him selling Black Panther newspapers, turned around and came back to question him. About this time, I was coming from the other office over on Isabella, 1310 Isabella, over here. The media have said that I came out of the office with a gun pointed at the police officer. I was getting out of the car coming from home. This is why I had a pistol, because I was transferring money from one office to another. And when I got here, I came up and saw them questioning the brother. And I asked him had he violated any law. And they asked me, what was I doing carrying a 45? And I told officer I was exercising my constitutional right. And he was beat with this and jumped out of the car and started approaching me. And I asked him to stop. I didn't pull the gun on him. I asked him, would he stop approaching me? I hadn't broken any law. And then at this point, the officer drew for his gun. When he drew for his gun, I drew for mine. And I was coming from the shoulder and he was coming from the side, so I beat him to the draw. And we were at a standoff, both of us holding our weapons to our side. And I cocked something and put it in my chain and let him know that I wasn't hard to jive and that I knew that I hadn't broken any law, and that if he attempted to shoot me, well, I was going to protect myself. At this point, the other officer in the car called for more help. And we came on in our place of business, and we firmly took position, and we knew we were in our right. No law had been violated, so we told them that we wouldn't turn ourselves in. We wouldn't let them come in our building, and we were here to protect private property, which is our constitutional right. After this, about 100 police officers came out and lined up on the outside with riot shotguns and tear gas, all types, riot equipment. And about this time, more people had mobilized from the media community. We have support from people in the community. Brothers in the organization who were working in the field found out what was happening. They came in with arms. The police saw that there were too many guns there for them to fight, so they decided to retreat. They said, first of all, they tried to make a deal with us and told us to put our guns down, they wouldn't shoot us. And we said we would not put our gun down along with police officers standing outside with, shotguns pointed at us. So finally they went on and left the community. The next day, Saturday, there was no incidents at all in the 2800 block of Dowling as far as People's Party 2 is concerned.
The Houston police very quickly backed down. And that set in motion the entire incident, which went over a period of 10 days. A warrant was sworn out for Carl's arrest for assault to murder. And that's a pretty flimsy charge right there. But assault to murder. And Carl and the People's Party, too, as an organization, made a decision that Houston power structure wanted Carl's life and wanted Carl off the street so bad that it was better for him to take his chances on the street than to go downtown and surrender to Herman Short, the police chief. What took place from then on was an armed defense of the office and, in fact, the entire neighborhood, with the understanding that at some point the Houston police would move in.
This is the type of thing that the powers that be cannot afford black people to see. And once black people see it, I think then they'll say that the police department must do is to put that fear back into black people. The power of your police department ceases to have as much weight as it did as long as these people walk around in ignorance. So therefore, this is one thing, basically, that the Houston Police Department had to stop.
As best I can describe this thing, we were holding a rally. We was raising some funds for two brothers that had been picked up by the laws this afternoon. They ran them up into a church and got the brothers. Brothers out holding guard posts up on 2M and, what is it, Hutchinson.
And the law snuck up on them over there and took the two brothers to jail. We heard about it. We went down to check it out. When we went there, they were gone. About 20 carloads of pigs were down there to take these two brothers out of there. So we wanted to talk with the pigs and see what the trouble was, and they pulled out, man. They wouldn't even stop and talk to anybody. All right, well, we came on back and we held a rally. We just called a spontaneous rally to raise funds for the brother. Last week, we had to do the same thing.
Hampton talked for a long, long time. Then, about, I guess, 9 o'clock, we broke it up. I myself had just spoken to the people, and the crowd was breaking up.
You suspected.
So people were doing different things. People were taking their guard duty. Of course, a sizable number of us were armed. People's Party and some people from John Brown. Somebody came running from down the street and said that there were snipers. You know, they said there were white people actually on top of the church, about 2 blocks away from the office. People's Party people asked me if those were my people from John Brown. I said no. Anyway, people came running back and said there were white men with telescopic rifles on the church. I quickly was able to assure people those weren't John Brown members, so those were about the only whites who would have had any business there. Then people started seeking cover, going into the office, and in general getting ready for what had been coming for a long, long time, ever since the very first incident over 10 days ago at the office.
Based on recent history and on information gathered from witnesses on the scene of the tragic events that took place at or around the headquarters of People's Party No. 2, Sunday night, we conclude that the action of the members of the Houston Police Department was premeditated and calculated to draw fire, thereby creating the atmosphere which resulted in the murder of Carl Hampton by a Houston police officer.
What took place on Downing Street on July 26th of this year was a cold-blooded, premeditated military operation on a pretty efficient, sophisticated level by the Houston Police Department, and I'm sure federal agencies such as the FBI, first of all, murder Carl Hampton. Secondly, attempt at least to murder various other individuals. I was one of them. And third, to destroy People's Party 2 as the leading force in the movement in Houston.
All I know is that from all apparent evidence is that it seems as though their only purpose that night was to assassinate or get rid of Carl Hampton, which they did successfully.
This is a clear-cut case of police department plotting to rip a particular brother off.
At no point did these plainclothes snipers on top of a church in the middle of a black community who were white in a city known for a violent Klan that's been historically terroristic for years and years and years. At no point did these police officers identify themselves.
Our object being on top of the church was simply to provide strategic control, tactical control of the situation. One would not occupy a strategic point and affix a spotlight to this position and shout in a loud voice, "I am a police officer, I am here to prevent person from being shot at." Not unless if he intended to go home that night, he wouldn't.
Working the intersections and detectives out.
Peace has been restored to Dowling Street this morning. The mayor's office and Police Chief Herman Short contacted Mayor Louis Wells at his vacation site in Europe. The mayor expressed regret that an incident such as this occurred in Houston, but said he is proud of the restraint exercised by the Houston Police Department over the past 2 weeks in resisting efforts to goad them into riotous action. I hope that the people of Houston will be fully informed that this was not a simple matter of a group of demonstrators on a picket line, he said. These were revolutionaries bent on destroying our system of government.
past week and a half, there's been a group of people out there who have dared police officers to come into the area, who have made public statements before council and before other groups in which they claimed they had taken this part of the city and that they were going to hold it at all costs and threatening violence and all this kind of thing. This department has tolerated this situation for about a week and a half. Last night, they were forced to move into the area after they had been fired upon and secure the area.
The last thing I saw of Hampton was that he moved down the street with some other people to check out the rumor of there being cops on the church.
Police officers are rapidly, without warning, charging the crowd. Without any warning.
We saw a number of people with rifles out here in front of Peak 42 headquarters and across the street. We saw them crossing back and forth. We went to about 10 minutes after we got there, someone saw us, and we saw several Negro males approach us with rifles and fired upon us.
There was a rush of
fire. I was looking at them, but some of them shot at me.
I saw them.
I could see the flash of the gun.
One of my friends.
Did you hit any of that? I believe I did.
I don't know of any instances where any left-wing individuals around here have been oppressed by this department or the public. It seems to me that they have enjoyed a pretty wide latitude of misconduct without anything serious coming of it.
Caught him and threw him in the jail for
little afraid to move. Can we do just one more? Oh, I thought I'd go down to the well there to get myself some Griffin stuff. But a lady stood up and she said, you haven't been around long enough. That's why I got the blues. The blues. I say I've been around a long time. I've really, really paid mine.